The National Football League has undergone considerable negative publicity in recent months and literally the last couple of years. And with the Super Bowl creeping up, the dangers of football, including and especially for children, are becoming more and more difficult to ignore. I can say that I don't watch football the same way that I used to after all the revelations and reports about head injuries, not to mention the violence that occurs outside, and especially the violence against women and some of that. I cannot watch football the way I used to, although I am a sports fan, an avid sports fan. But nevertheless, the issue of football and how they target their brand, if you will, to young folks is what we're going to be discussing today. The campaign for a commercial-free childhood, which we've had on the show in the past, concerned about marketing and advertising and how it's impacting children in this country, came out and has come out with a brand new report, Out of Bounds, the NFL's Intensive Campaign to Target Children. The author of the report is Josh Golan. He is the associate director of the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood. And welcome you this morning, Josh. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Lyle.
Tell us, I mean, you just put the report out, obviously, to coincide with all the hype around the NFL's showcase, the Super Bowl. Tell us what drew you to put this report together, and what is the report telling us?
Well, we were drawn to the report when we started looking at materials that were called sponsored educational materials, which is where corporations pay to have essentially propaganda and advertising materials sent to teachers to use in their classroom. And we were looking at a whole range of those, and we noticed that the NFL had really stepped up their use of this technique in the past few years. And so we decided that, you know, let's take a step back and really look at what the NFL is doing to market to children in general. And what we found is that over the last few years, the NFL has really changed its strategy with regards to children, and they've done that because of the concussion crisis. The NFL's own research shows that its most diehard fans are people who played the who got involved with the game in elementary school. And as youth football participation is dropping because parents are understandably concerned about their kids getting injured, the NFL has turned to other marketing techniques to reach children, so they're marketing themselves the same way that most, you know, major kids brands are marketing to kids these days. Like, you know, they've essentially trying to be with kids 24/7 the way that Disney or Nickelodeon would be.
And in what communities, I haven't seen the report, I saw the summary, what communities are they targeting with this marketing?
Well, essentially they're going after all kids 6 to 11. Is kind of the target age that this is all aimed at. So they have a new show on Nickelodeon. It's a cartoon, which is essentially just an ad for the NFL, and features their players and guest stars. They have a marketing hub, which is just filled with video games, NFL video games. And then one of the most concerning things we found in the report is that they're extensively promoting fantasy football to kids. And fantasy football is essentially gambling.
That's what I was saying.
The NFL is even giving out cash prizes to kids who win these fantasy football contests, along with things like Xboxes. And they're even promoting fantasy football in school. So they've created materials that were sent to teachers all over the country that they claim are teaching math skills to children. But what they have to do is they have to register at the NFL's website and play fantasy football. So, you know, that's extremely concerning, particularly because we know that the earlier you get involved with gambling, the more likely you are to be a problem gambler when you get older. And the NFL has always had a kind of two-faced approach to gambling. They say that they're opposed to forms of illegal gambling, but they're very excited about fantasy football because that's increased the league's popularity a lot. And what it does is, you know, if there's a blowout game that has become very uninteresting, fans keep watching because they want to see how their fantasy players are going to do. And that's obviously a boon to the NFL sponsors. And really, when it boils down what the NFL is, it's about delivering fans to their advertisers for their televised games. And so it's one thing to use a gambling strategy as part of your main marketing strategy for adults. But when you're aiming that, I think that's out of bounds.
Well, Josh, what about the parents' involvement in all of this? I mean, when you're talking about gambling, that's very, very serious, and we certainly know that that can have long-range implications if not checked. Are the parents of these kids, are they aware of this? Are they involved in this regard?
Well, you know, when it's happening in schools, there's not a lot that parents can do. You know, I mean, to me, that was the most concerning finding of this report, was that this, you know, fantasy football was being marketed in school. So in order to do your homework, in order to complete your assignment, you have to go and register, give your email address, contact information to the NFL, and then play fantasy football. So, when you have that marketing going on in schools, you know, that's really, I mean, we think that all sports, any marketing to kids is harmful, but when it happens in schools, you really take away the parents' ability to shield their kids from it or make those decisions.
And there's no critical filter that's essential to when you are marketed, you know, how to make decisions and decide what they're telling you. We're speaking with Josh Golan, who is the Associate Director of the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood. I think what you guys do, that's why I've always, when I see your reports, I've always welcomed them, because I think it's essential that we buffer our children from the pervasive propaganda machine that is out there, and it's everywhere. But yesterday, speaking of parents, I don't know if you saw the report in the New York Times. The headline read, "To Allay Fears, NFL Huddles with Mothers." And it talks about this program through USA Football, but it's with the NFL. The NFL has targeted mothers, many of whom decide which sports their children play, but have not competed in football themselves, to reassure them that the game can be safe. Is there something there linked to the kind of marketing that you're talking about?
Absolutely. I mean, basically, the NFL, you know, and this is what's so disturbing. I mean, basically, the NFL wants to get kids to love football any way that they can, so they're going to be lifetime fans. And they simply have no disregard for whether that's good for kids. So here they are, you know, when the research is telling us kids should not, you know, it's really concerning, particularly before you get to high school. You know, the nation's leading expert on concussions says kids should not play tackle football before they get to high school. So playing, you know, that's it. So here you have the NFL trying to convince mothers that, you know, the game is safe for their children. And they're doing that because, you know, the more the game is popular among kids, the more the NFL is going to be popular both now and 20 years down the road. And, you know, given all what you know about concussions, that's just, you know, that's unconscionable.
We've run out of time, Josh, but I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for being with us. I guess people can check out the report at the website. It's commercialfreechildhood.org. And we will link it to the WBAI homepage a little bit later this afternoon so people can take a look at it. But commercialfreechildhood.org is the website. We've been speaking with Josh Golan, Associate Director of the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.